An ex-New Age blogger is warning that members of the occult are forming the New World Order, prophesied in Daniel. Former New Age blogger Stephen Ben Kars says the New World Order, Daniel predicted, is alive in the occult realm. Ben Kars identified a type of awakening where a person realizes the evil he or she is a part of. The fourth awakening is realizing that a false peace, a new world order, and a one world government slash religion under spiritual idolatry, and a reemergence of the mystery school beliefs and practices of Babylon were predicted in the book of Daniel and Revelation thousands of years ago, that Jesus warned of this specifically. There are many people who don't mess with New Age beliefs because they know that it's the exact same stuff the Illuminati or the Illuminated Ones and Masons believe. The New Age is the religion of the New World Order. It's the religion of the Illuminati, the religion of the Masons. It starts with ancient Egypt, then Babylon, then up through the ages with mysticism and theosophy. And it gets mishmashed, together and diluted a little bit to give us the religion of the New Age. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been exposing for a long time this New Age deception. And what this individual, ex-New Age individual, is describing is exactly what's going on today. The New Age religion is overtaking so many people. This pagan cult, has overtaken so many of the youth. They have gone after the millennials, they've gone after many generations, and so many people are falling and leaving Christianity just because they want to rebel against their parents. And we're witnessing the rise of this pagan New Age system. But the Bible told us this was going to happen. Now let me continue with what he's saying. And the irony is that those who began to dabble in the occult are conditioned to view themselves as awake. They are actually stepping deeper into the beliefs and values of the very New World Order they believe they are opposed to. Ben Kars says he initially slipped down the rabbit hole of the New Age when he was in high school. Since his salvation in 2016, however, Ben Kars is out to expose the very real demonic influence over the occult. He also writes, New Ageism is not an awakening. It is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, of a one-world religion, an emergence of Babylon, Babylonian idolatries, and a false peace under the rule of the Antichrist, who the New Age will praise as being the one who finally unites humanity. Now, just a minute here. You see, if you go to, if you have ever studied the New Age in an attempt to expose it, or an attempt to understand what exactly it's all about, you're going to come across a name called Helena Blavatsky, who in large part is responsible for what is going on today. Now, don't take me wrong that she's the only one. There are so many others of this New Age movement in the 1800s around that period, which are responsible for what is going on today in the New Age movement. But you can trace it all the way back to Egypt. Hell, you can go all the way back to the beginning of Hinduism with it. Hinduism is the second oldest religion, the first being Judaism. The last awakening is realizing that it all points to Christ. It all seems to be centered around explaining Christ away, making him to be someone he isn't, silencing Christ or deluding Christ. He holds the authority in the Spirit. His name has stood the test of time. The evidence for the resurrection is there. The NDE and paranormal testimonies are there. Jesus is real, and we live in a world clearly run by his spiritual enemy. And I want to pause on his reading and interject this. You cannot elevate yourself to Christ consciousness. That is blasphemy. This is when things actually start making sense for the first time. This is when things actually become consistent, and we don't have to wrestle with the fact that all the ancient cultures we believe had secret knowledge, practiced blood sacrifice, or that we believe what the elites believe or what the Masons believe. It's when we can finally rest in intellectual and spiritual integrity. Notice how the same websites that talk about spiritual awakening and the New Age are the same ones that are quickest to spread misinformation about the historical Jesus, the Bible, or Christian history. It's uncanny. Here is how you awaken. Here is the truth about God and the afterlife. Here is the truth about enlightenment and the wisdom of the ancients that we have forgotten. Just ignore the fact that the Illuminati believe what we believe and use the same symbolism. By the way, Jesus never existed. By the way, Jesus was a prophet teaching us the inner path to God. By the way, Jesus was just an ascended master who taught mysticism. Don't believe history. History has been corrupted. Just trust me that Jesus isn't real and history got it wrong. This is what he's writing against the New Age. This is what they tell you when you begin in the New Age movement, or you're now going to be started this awakening path. The true awakening is Jesus Christ. Awake, O sleeper. The New Age beliefs go hand in hand with a one world religion, which goes hand in hand with denying Christ. It all comes back to him because he is Lord. And this is a time of deception to turn as many away from him as possible. And as biblical prophecy continues to be fulfilled, the deceptions will get more intricate and severe. Please do not be fooled by this stuff. This is, of course, those are the words of an ex-New Age blogger, Stephen Ben-Kars. And as you all know, we've covered the New Age movement quite a bit. In fact, we call it the New Age deception for a reason. In fact, the image that's on your screen right now, the Club of Rome, the New Age Hindu deception, is one of our latest exclusive videos that we did. Because the Club of Rome has direct ties to Hinduism and spiritualism. And these people are influencing the United Nations and other NGOs or non-governmental organizations. They're the special interest groups, or just one part of it. Join us as we expose them and the members who are influencing global governance. You have to wake up to it. You have to. As a New Ager goes deeper down the rabbit hole, it's just like the Masons. They don't really know what they're doing until it's too late. And then you have a choice, a wake up or go all the way asleep. And what I mean is, oftentimes in the New Age movement, we see where choices can be made. Lifelong choices about who you're going to serve. You either serve Jesus Christ or you serve the devil. Two choices. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Get saved. Repent. Be baptized. Be washed clean. God bless and carry on.